everyone. I'm going to move this down. Hello? It's good? I'm actually okay with this right here. Yeah, thank you. Hello. I've been asked to come here and speak a little bit to the issue of human trafficking, and I just want to thank your church or churches for inviting me here today. This is a wonderful event, and it's wonderful that you're doing this, so thank you. So my name is Tiana Jacquet, and I work for an organization called Children of the Street Society. We're actually about a two-minute drive away from here. We are in Coquitlam. And we were started when our executive director, who is a Coquitlam resident, her daughter was human trafficked at the age of 13 years old around Como Lake Park, so quite local. So she created the organization, and essentially we work in the prevention of sexual exploitation of children and youth, which is a form of human trafficking. So for those of you who are not familiar with the issue, human trafficking is the controlling of another person's movements or actions for the purposes of exploiting them, and it's essentially modern day slavery. So people can be human trafficked for labor, for organs, or for sexual exploitation, which is, again, the issue that we deal with. Just to give a definition of that. Sexual exploitation is when anyone under the age of 18 is being forced, either mentally or physically, to exchange a sexual act for something in return, whether that is love, protection, safety, acceptance, money, shelter, food. So people are normally very surprised to hear that human trafficking in Canada happens to Canadians by Canadians. It's not so much a foreign issue. And unfortunately, the average age someone is sexually exploited here in Canada is only 12 to 14 years old. So that's an average age, right? So we're seeing that it's happening from around age 9 to 16, 17, maybe 18. But a lot of times, the adults that we see who have been human trafficked, they were actually groomed there from a very, very young age. Because the average age of sexual exploitation, human trafficking in Canada is so low, and majority of it now is happening online, we found that out of the 90% of children and youth who've been solicited online, 75% didn't tell an adult about it or a parent about it. So one of the ways that we prevent is we go and we provide education to that age group. Because we feel if they know how to keep themselves safe and they know of these issues, then hopefully they can keep themselves and their friends safe. So I actually started out at this organization in the beginning of my career about 5 years ago. And after having received comprehensive training on the issue of human trafficking and sexual exploitation and delivering presentations all over the province on this issue, I went on to work one-on-one with victims of this crime. So I worked in a safe house for human trafficked women, and then I went on to work one-on-one with youth who are being sexually exploited and human trafficked as well. It's very horrific to hear about the stories that are happening in our communities, and unfortunately it is happening in every community, including this one. And I'll just share a short story with you. One of the victims that I worked with a couple years ago, she was 15 years old when she was recruited by an exploiter who was 18 years old. And he was working for a human trafficker that was from Maple Ridge, but she was from Coquitlam. So this exploiter, he posed as her boyfriend, and he bought her lots of gifts and created an emotionally manipulative relationship where she slowly stopped trusting her parents, stopped engaging with her parents, her friends, and her school. And while this was happening, he was also slowly manipulating her into a party lifestyle, and when they would go to these parties, he would start putting things in her drinks. So he was getting her addicted to drugs without her actually being aware of it. And unfortunately, a lot of times at these parties, she would pass out not knowing that it was because of the drugs that she was being provided in her drinks. And so without her knowledge, she was being sold at these house parties. The trauma was very severe, and the barriers that he put in place, it's a long story, but essentially there were a lot of barriers put in place that prevented her from getting out. And unfortunately, the story, it's just all too common. And so that's why I came back to work here in the prevention side of things. because we found that once youth are lured and recruited into this issue, it's very difficult to get them out. So this is one of the common trends that we see in communities like this is the what we call the boyfriending or the friending process, and that's where you have these exploiters forming relationships with children and youth, and majority of it is happening online. As I said before, through the apps, they're creating relationships and whatnot. So it's not just as severe as that. Sometimes the issue looks like some of these students put on parties where alcohol is being exchanged, or there's pressure happening. And I think a very big issue that we see in every school we go to, it's just the pressure to send inappropriate photos and then being blackmailed to do more afterwards. So again, because we deal with the prevention side of this issue, we teach children, youth, how they can keep themselves safe, but we also talk about how they can help put an end to this issue. And I think this can kind of be applied to all of us. So, you know, we tell the kids after we discuss these really horrific and dark stories of, you know, the people doing horrific crimes in our communities to innocent people, innocent children, youth, we tell them, you know, it's very easy to think of these exploiters and these human traffickers as monsters that come out of a swamp. But monsters are created, right? And so it really comes down to simple actions, such as the culture that we create amongst ourselves and the way that we treat one another. And so we need to start thinking twice about how we judge others and the language we use to describe women and girls. We need to raise awareness that all of the activities that promote the selling of people create spaces for sexual exploitation to happen, and that includes things like strip clubs or pornography. We need to teach what it means to be respectful in relationships by valuing consent and having empathy so that we don't treat others how we wouldn't want to be treated. And lastly, by not treating others as objects and recognizing them in their full potential as equal human beings. So this is a message I think that we can all take, and we are seeing when we go into schools, we do see a shift in mentality from the students after we deliver the workshops. And yeah, hopefully we can all fight together in changing the issue, and I know that the prayers here tonight will help. Thank you.
Can you tell us again the name of your organization?
Sure.
How we can get in contact with you if we need to?
Yes, so my organization, it's called Children of the Street Society. So I manage the programs that we have, the prevention programs that we have. If you Google us, you can get in contact with us. I'll leave my card here as well. If anybody has any concerns or issues, we have a confidential text line. And we get a lot of disclosures from youth and from concerned parents as well. And we give parental support too.